Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 and it's just such good chat.
Welcome to the RigBiz podcast. This is where we'll be analysing the goings-on of the past week in and out of Clapham and trying to make sense of all that's unfolding in the world of current affairs, business, sport and dating. I'm delighted to say that my co-host for this podcast is minor Clapham celebrity Archie Curzons.
Well, I'm not a minor celebrity. I've got 12,000 followers on Instagram. That's hardly minor. Think about it, okay? If I charged every one of those followers £5, I'd have 60k, which is actually, thinking about it, it's actually not a lot of money, but okay, we charge them £10 for entry on the Instagram. That's 120k. That's a salary not to be sniffed at.
Right.
So, do you mind if I mean, just don't use the word minor. When I hear the word minor, I think of Shrewsbury School.
Okay.
Carry on.
I'll just finish the intro, Archie, quickly. Fresh from leading his team to victory on the weekend,
yep,
and after another successful working lunch at the Ned, he's agreed
I love the Ned. I got to say, that's one thing Clapham really needs. It needs a Ned. And I got to say, I was thinking about this the other day, they should replace the windmill with a Ned in Clapham. You'd make so much coin.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to get to that later. I'm just going to finish off the intro so we can get into it, if that's all right.
Well, just before you finish,
sure.
I do want to have a little word from one of our sponsors.
Is this someone you've been talking to? Or?
Well, it's a company we've been talking to. So this is a little word from our sponsor. Jack Wills isn't just a brand for casual wear on a night out. Jack Wills is also for when you're in the city making deals. Coming soon, suits by Jack Wills.
Jack Wills haven't sponsored the pod.
What do you mean? I thought you said they had.
No, I got in contact with them and they told me to basically fuck off. They weren't interested at all. They saw your Instagram. They thought it was a bit of a disgrace.
Okay, well, we'll just keep it in. I mean, they are a bloody good make.
You want to keep it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's crack on.
Could be some sort of legal issues there, but
don't worry about legal. I've got a bloody good lawyer.
Okay. So firstly, we'll look at the sport which is taking place over the last week.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of games taking place on Clapham Common, look very very entertaining. How did the Falcons get on? Were you playing this weekend?
We had a big game.
Right.
We had a big game. We played top of the league, Old Radley boys.
Okay.
And we came out on top. We won 17-13. Tough game, but a big result for the boys.
Good personal performance from yourself?
Yeah, I would. I'd rate it a good solid 9 out of 10. I mean, I'm a semi-pro rugby player. I've got pretty high standards. I lived up to my nickname, the magician. I was making things happen out there out of nothing.
What was the personal highlight?
good question. Probably the night out, I've got to say. I mean, because I was the only one who wasn't doing Dry January. So we headed to Inferno's and it was loose. I got steamboated. One of the highlights of Inferno's is they always play this song in Inferno's. It's my favorite bit of the night. They play this song and all the boys on the dance floor are just sort of dancing there. As you can imagine, we're all wearing quite tight t-shirts. And I had my pint. I do this every weekend. I had my pint in the right hand and I took a sip. And Weta saw me, and he went, Buffalo! Like he does every weekend. And I just took my top off, got on one knee, and I, like, completely necked it in one go. And the boys just absolutely love that kind of banter.
Yeah. That sounds fantastic. Obviously, being a minor celebrity in a nightclub in Clapham can cause issues. So did you run into any problems in there? Anyone trying to start anything?
Or? No, I don't really get any problems. I mean, there's a few hockey boys in there.
You don't like the hockey boys, do you?
Yeah, mate, I don't have a problem with hockey boys. I just think their chat stinks.
Okay.
And I normally just say to them, okay, mate, what's your basic salary? And they say, I'm on 70K. All right. Do you get a bonus on top of that? Yeah, I get 10%. Okay, mate. I'm over here buying a round of drinks for the team. I'm not even asking for a round back. And you're on 77K. So you may as well just fuck off back to Fez. Well, in other sporting news, which is probably really important to say, and I'm sure everyone has seen the news over the last couple of days, is that I pulled the captain of the girls' netball team.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, success on and off the field last weekend.
Just an old-fashioned pull? I mean, you're an old man, nothing more?
Just a pull for now. I don't really kiss and tell, but... Yeah, I'm still not actually too sure because she has got quite big legs.
So the other big potential sporting news, I say potential because it hasn't actually amounted as it was first presented, was the Falcons signing of Nick Abendon and Benders.
Yeah, yeah.
But you
hopefully news coming soon.
Well, you say that, but Benders has been denying everything on his Instagram and his social media. He played
really?
For Clermont in the Champions Cup on Wednesday. So I was just wondering, you know, where's this sort of rumour and conspiracy theory started?
Mate, it's not a rumor.
Really?
We've been in discussion with Benders.
Right, but it just seems weird for him to deny it. I mean, and go from Clermont to Clapham.
Mate, I'll get him on the phone now.
You could do that.
Yeah, of course. I know Benders really well. I've got I'll get him up now.
Okay, well, mate, give him a call. I'd love to hear from him.
Right.
Be great if you
don't
get him
push
on the
me. I will. I'll do it.
You do it.
All right. You want me to do it live on this podcast?
Yes, please. I think all our listeners...
Is that necessary?
I think our listeners would like
is
to hear...
Is my word not enough?
I think our listeners would like to hear from the horse's
fine,
mouth.
Fine, I'll call Benders. Can't wait to speak to him, actually.
We
will probably have some seriously good... Be prepared.
Right. Because
this might break the internet, this bit of chat with me and him.
So you know him?
I know him bloody well. We're best mates.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Mate. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, of course. Benders. Nicky.
Who's this?
And mate, it's Archie Cousin. How you doing, mate?
Oh my God. You're not the one from Instagram, are you?
Yeah, mate. Lash Banter. Mate, how you doing?
Mate, I've told you over Instagram, stop messaging me. And how the hell did you get my number?
Mate, good chat. Mate, one question. Just one bit of banter, just quickly. Mate, what's Greg Laidlaw like?
Oh, piss off.
Archie, now we're going to look at business and current affairs over the last week, and there is no bigger story than the Megxit, the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry debacle.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? Have you ever had a situation where you've had to leave the country to escape your family or a loved one?
Look, something like that's never happened to me just because, you know, I'm free and single. I'm really, you know, personally, I'm looking for a needle in the haystack when it comes to love. But I've seen it happen to a load of the boys over the last couple of years. I've had friends who are unbelievably good at rugby, so much fun on the razzle dazzle, and you know, have got fairly good sort of banter, and then they meet a bird and then that's it. They don't turn up to training, they don't want to play on Saturdays, they don't really want to go on the lash. All they want to do is go away to the Cotswold on a long weekend and then come back and talk to me about like a nice wine they had. I'm like, mate, your chat is about as good as a front row forwards, jog on. And that's the problem, you know. If it was me and I was going to sort that out, I treat it like a business deal.
You think you could do it?
Yeah, I take them to lunch. I take them to one of the 7 restaurants in the Ned. They can pick. I don't care. It's on me. I'll expense it. And I just sit them down. I wouldn't go straight, you know, at it. I'd have a bit of chit chat. You know, I talk about the weather, the stock market. You know, have you seen how well the sterling's performing? Blah, 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 blah. Sort the problem out. You know, and actually 9.5 times out of 10, I'd get that sorted.
So do you have any relationships with the royal family? Were you surprised they didn't come a-calling?
I don't know anyone in the royal family, but I reckon I would have got on pretty well with Harry about 6 years ago. But now he's completely under the thumb. And he, you know, probably come over and talk to me about a really nice restaurant he went to where the prices are reasonable. And I'd be like, okay, mate, great. I'm sorry. I'm on my way to Cafe Sol, which is an I've got to say, an unbelievably good place for pre-Lash.
The other big news of today, obviously you would have seen working in the city all day, is that Fevertree has lost its fizz, as they're saying in the publications this evening. Its share prices have plummeted 20%.
I don't know where you read that. I don't know if that's true. It's my go-to when I'm having like vodka, lime, and tonic.
I'm reading it on the Bloomberg and BBC website. So
double check, because I've got a lot of money invested in that. Let me just have a quick look.
Well, mate, its shares have gone down 20% after it said Christmas trading was subdued.
Oh, shit.
Tired of being called a fat, sweaty pig at work? Wish you could fit your whole body into your Tinder profile? Want to stop wearing a t-shirt in the pool when you're on holiday to hide that disgusting big fat shat of yours? Well, you're in luck. World-renowned specialist Dr. Orzo Nikolavicic has developed a new formula to help you shed pounds off your shat so that you can start tapping some ass. Introducing the Chassis Stripper. This innovative new sachet drink helps you to shed fat and get stacked. Lose up to 20 pounds a day. As Dr. Orzo says,
people say not work. It does work, trust me. Sachet a day keeps your chassis at bay.
Side effects may cause burning, diarrhea, flatulence, nausea, rise in blood pressure, paralysis from the chassis damage.
So one of the things I wanted to do in this podcast was to give some tips and tricks on how to navigate the hard world and the harsh reality of dating in this day and age.
Well, you've come to the right place.
And I was wondering if you had any tips which you could, you know, give to our listeners to enlighten them on what they could do to improve their own performance.
One place I'd recommend that I'm going to quite a lot at the moment is the Dairy in Clapham Common.
Right, okay.
Really good place. Really intimate and kind of hidden away. And actually, talking about Harry and Meghan, that's a place I'd recommend to them.
Was it?
Just because it's sort of hidden away. No one really bother you. And actually, my friend, who's been in a relationship for 6 years now, actually said they do some pretty good wine. I normally just buy the most expensive. But he says the wine list there is pretty decent.
So I'm a man on the dating apps and I'm looking for, you know, somewhere to go, someone to please.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're on the dating apps as well, am I right or not?
Yeah, I've got Tinder, I've got Hinge, I've got Bumble. But if I was giving a tip to anyone out there, I would recommend using LinkedIn. That's the best dating app. Because not only can they see your face, but they pretty much see your CV. They see your resume. They can see, you know, they can probably work out how much you're earning, but and also where you went to school. And
right,
that has been really successful for me. LinkedIn is like a night at the Ned. You're just networking the whole time.
So do you have your LinkedIn photos and your information on your dating apps as well or not?
I have the same photo for all my dating apps and LinkedIn. It's just me topless on a beach in Croatia with a bottle of beer in my hand. And it seems to do me very well.
And in your bio, I'm guessing you have like your last 10 years of employment. And
yeah, school, you know, roles within the city. And then hobbies and interests, you know, business, rugby, networking.
Well, okay. And obviously you're dating quite a lot. People get to know you. You're quite a familiar face. Girls, you know, probably want to be with you, like the netball captain.
Mm.
But do you, I don't know, have you ever had a long-term relationship or not? I mean, you are getting on a bit now.
Good question. I have been in love once and been in a long-term relationship once. And I won't say her name. She knows who she is. And I mean, she was perfect in so many ways. I mean, she used to wear her little Jack Wills pajama bottoms to the supermarket on the weekends. And she had the cutest side parting. And her pashmina always smelled so good. But in reality, she just couldn't keep up with me, my career, and where I was going. And she got too comfortable.
Right.
And if I'm being honest, her parents didn't have a second home anywhere.
Not even in the countryside?
No. Right.
So is that something
it was
you
never
going to
work.
Is that something you look out for in a girl?
Second
home?
Yeah, I think if their parents have got a house in like Portugal or France, I'm listening.
Right, okay.
Intently.
So it's not just the girl. You're looking for the full... the full package of family.
Freddie, one thing I would say to yourself and to the listeners, when you're going to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you've got to look at them in a way as if Are they a good investment?
Right.
I'm a businessman, and that's the way I look at it.
So you could have the most perfect girl in the world, but if her father doesn't have a second home in Portugal, you weren't interested?
Well, it just depends, really. If she's got a high basic salary, that could be a bonus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's some advice which our listeners can feed off, I'm sure.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You really are.
So, Archie, that sort of brings us to a close for this week's proceedings. I think we've analysed and summarised the goings on of Clapham quite well.
Mate, it's been seriously good bands. Yeah.
You've enjoyed yourself?
Yeah. I think it's an unbelievably good idea to do a podcast on Clapham, because I'd love to know what the average salary is of someone living in Clapham. It's got to be, for me, the fastest growing part of London, if not the fastest growing part of London there is.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating, because the majority of people I know in Clapham, I know a lot of people in Clapham, are all privately educated, all play rugby, all netball, and work in the city. So you've got to be thinking the average salary of someone living in Clapham is going to be 100k, and they will love this chat.
So you must have been more surprised than anyone, Archie, when Clapham retained its Labour MP. I mean, did you feel sick to the bone?
Yeah, buddy, listen, I was completely shocked. The day before the election, I was in CJ, Clapham Junction, in Pret, grabbing a protein pot, and this guy walks in, grabs a veggie sandwich. He has got one of the worst lids I've ever seen, unshaved, wearing a cardigan that really smelled. And I just thought, if Labour get in, these are the kind of people that are going to be hanging around Clapham.
Yeah, terrifying.
Fortunately, Bojo won it, and, Clapham moves on to bigger and better things.
Did you think that there must have been some Russian dwindling? It couldn't have possibly been the case that, so many people on 100 grand a year, as you say, could have voted in a Labour MP.
The only sort of seriously banterous thing about Labour, which I quite enjoyed, is that Corbyn chopped up Diane Abbott, which I thought was just quite good sort of rugby banter.
Right, okay. Well,
what do you mean? Because one of the boys in our rugby team once got with this lady boy just for a bit of banter. And that's why I sort of, it's similar to that.
Yeah, she's a respectable MP, I suppose.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening to the first podcast.
Cheers.
We'll be back again next week.
Be back next week.
Views on the news. And hopefully
some more banter.
Hopefully then we'll have a sponsor.
Bit of rugby news. Yeah, I'll be working on that this week to go and link us up with a brand.
Okay, cool. Well, hopefully we'll have a sponsor for you next week. We'll have some more news and views.
See you guys in Infernos this weekend.
And
I'll be the one in the tank top.
I think we'd quite like to know, from your advice, how people's dates went over the weekend. If they could send in their answers to
Archie. We should be taking a cut of the dairy.
Well, we should
after this.
Yeah. So if you guys head off to the dairy this weekend, let us know how it is. Buy a nice bottle of wine.
Hashtag rigbiz.
Treat the girl. Yeah. See you
next
week.
Take it easy. Take it easy, chaps.
Lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash.
And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. And it's just such good chat.